Time now for your letters. David Shaper's piece about a Chicago library that is about to institute fingerprint checks for use of their internet services prompted a number of letters. The Chicago librarian, who brags he himself is an ACLU member, misses another major issue besides just privacy, writes Dave Huntsman of Cleveland, Ohio. He wants to change the use of the People's Library from an inherent right to a privilege. When traveling, I often find and visit the local library to get online and have never been denied its use even once, ever. Chicago wants to change that so that it is now necessary, as the old spy movies would say, to show papers before they'll deign to let you, perhaps, have the honor of using the library. Whose library is it, Mr. Librarian? And a number of you wrote to express dismay, with Alfred Lubrano's tongue-in-cheek commentary making light of the upcoming Live 8 concerts. Stop me if I sound like a humorous liberal, writes Betsy Thagard of Austin, Texas, but Alfred Lubrano pokes fun at the upcoming Live 8 concerts? Pokes fun? It and its rapper were so mean-spirited and off-point that I cringed for the many people who have donated time or money to this effort. Nobody deserves such a slam for their good deeds. And Fred Welk of Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, wrote to correct our introduction to that essay. You selected "I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing" to illustrate how crass commercialism ruins sweet, innocent, happy songs, he writes. But Bill Backer, the author of that fabulous tune, was an advertising executive with McCann Erickson. The song was written specifically for Coca-Cola. His inspiration came while his plane was stuck in Shannon, Ireland, and he watched irate passengers calming themselves with soft drinks. The commercial success of the song, sung by the New Seekers, came after the commercial, not before. You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on the Contact Us button. And don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.